The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Welcome, everybody. Here's the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Okay, and I want to tell you, this is a feast day of joy. And it's a joy that I hope I can communicate to you. And that if you can't feel it, I hope you can at least think it, and that'll lead you to understand the joy of this feast day. Listen to these words from the first reading. "Shout for joy, daughter Zion. Be glad and exult with all of your heart, daughter Jerusalem." Listen to the psalm response. "Shout with exultation, city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." Every single person in our gospel was filled with joy. Blessed Virgin Mary couldn't keep the good news to herself. It's the only time I know of in all the scriptures in which anybody is described as proceeding in haste. She just couldn't keep the good news to herself, ran down to the hill country in a town of Judah and shared the good news with her cousin Elizabeth that she was going to be the mother of God. John the Baptist, yet unborn, leaps for joy in the womb of Elizabeth. And that phrase, leaps for joy, is supposed to call to your mind a story from the Old Testament, from the second book of Samuel, when King David leaps for joy. Same verb, right? Exact same verb as the Gospel of Luke. King David leaps for joy when the Ark of the Covenant is brought from the hill country of Judea back into the city of Jerusalem. And you remember what the Ark of the Covenant was? Ark of the Covenant was the dwelling place of God on earth. You ever heard the Blessed Mother described as the Ark of the Covenant? She's the true Ark of the Covenant because she's the one who carries the Lord in her womb. And Elizabeth is overwhelmed with joy and greets Mary by saying in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And we're so used to saying those words as part of the Hail Mary, right? But those words are supposed to invoke a story from the Old Testament as well. And that's a story from the book of Judges. Okay, so there is a prophetess named Deborah. And Deborah said to a woman named Jael, "Blessed are you among women." Because Jael had just killed the leader of the Canaanite army, the leader of the arch enemy of the Israelites. And she'd done it by crushing his head. And you might think, that's rather gruesome, right? But you're supposed to think of the prophecy from the book of Genesis, in which one day a woman will crush the head of the serpent. The prophecy, right? You can see it in our statue here. Blessed Mother's head is crushing the head, foot is crushing the head of the serpent. And that's exactly what happened in the person of Jesus. Elizabeth overwhelmed with joy. And, you know, you're supposed to be overwhelmed with joy too. And we can be. So let's try to grow in that joy for just a moment here, okay? First of all, let's understand what joy is. Thomas Aquinas gives us my favorite definition of joy. Joy is the conscious possession of a good. You got something good? The more you're aware of how good it is, the greater your joy. I saw a picture from London in the Battle of Britain, 1940. And there's this little boy, about 5 years old, sitting on a pile of rubble. And he's clutching a pair of new shoes, and you should see the joy on his face. He's got a pair of new shoes, bombed out city. Conscious possession of a good. The more you're aware of what good you have, the greater joy is yours. And what we're supposed to be aware of here today is how good God is. Now, don't you get intimidated all over the place by the power of evil in the world? Yes, yes, or yes, right? Yes. And we get so weary of the cultural battles, and we always seem to be on the losing side. And it just gets so discouraging. And you don't hear any discouragement like that from the Blessed Mother. Listen to her prayer. Listen to her prayer in which she proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She says, not only will God scatter the proud in their conceit, he already has. Not only will God cast down the mighty of this world from their thrones, he's already done it. And not only will the rich and the mighty be sent away empty-handed and hungry, it's already happened. It's already happened. That's the source of her joy. You say, where has it happened? How has it happened? Answer, in the soul of everyone who belongs to God. And if you haven't experienced that joy yet, guess what? That means you don't yet belong to God as much as he wants you to. Because the Blessed Mother knows there's a war between the power of good and the power of evil, great spiritual war. She's not the slightest bit intimidated, because the two armies fighting that war are not equal. The powers of evil, the forces and might of this world, have already been cast down. The question is, are you yet aware of the good you possess? It's there. Just like Jesus, yet unborn. Nobody can see him. He's right there in the middle of this story. Just as real. Because the Blessed Mother sees with God's sight, and we discover joy when we do the same thing. So we have this fantastic feast day of joy, a day to grow in that joy and petition the Lord to increase that joy in our hearts. Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's real. It's the most real thing in the entire world. And this is very, very good news, transformative of your whole life, starting right now, beginning from right here. We celebrate this on the very last day of the beautiful month of May, a month devoted to our Blessed Mother. A month whose spirit we want to last all throughout the year, that we too may proclaim the greatness of the Lord. And we'll ask for her prayers to help us to do that today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.